I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Even some hip-hop fans won't play the music for their kids. Especially if you're listening to the radio, you don't know what kind of language or lyrics you're going to get. But poet Nikki Giovanni thinks hip-hop is critical for children. She's put together poetry and hip-hop that's suitable for young ears. It's called Hip-Hop Speaks to Children, a celebration of poetry with a beat. Our own Tony Cox got a chance to sit down and speak with Nikki Giovanni about putting a spin on children's lit.
Allow me to introduce myself. They call me the showstopper, the dime dropper, the spin move to the left, reverse jam popper.
This is a multimedia book. And so we have the poems and we have illustrations, which are fantastic. We have a CD, and then we have, I think, 34 tracks on that CD. So we wanted to bring a whole package so that you know, an eight-year-old can sit and watch and listen to it. But more, because I'm a parent, my son is old now, but I wanted a book that if my kid was younger, I could look at it with him and learn something and recognize what's good and what's maybe not so good, what I would let him listen to and what I would prefer that he didn't.
I wasn't sure what to expect, and then when I opened it and read it and listened to it, it's wonderful. How'd you come up with this idea?
Hip-hop is a legitimate artistic form, and it just appeared to me that there was a hole in the market someplace, and it seemed to me that parents wanted to say to themselves, you know, should I let my children listen to this music? Well, this is wonderful music, and you can't let some of the other ends of hip-hop determine, you know, how we look at it. So I wanted to put a book together that I thought gave us some historical foundation, taking it back to its origins and bringing it up to essentially Tony the future.
One of the things that was really interesting about it, even for me as a person who sometimes cannot figure out what is being said in hip-hop, the lyrics in here make it really clear. And you have so many different people. I see Kanye West, A Tribe Called Quest. You have Queen Latifah. You got the old Sugar Hill Gang. How did you decide who to put in here and who not to? Because it's such an eclectic mix.
Well, there was no way to get everybody. But we actually wanted to start with the origin of the vernacular. But hip-hop, being a vernacular, goes back to opera. So we went back to the square, and we tried to deal with the origins coming out of the square, which is just going to lead us into a flow. So then we come to, of course, the sermon, God's trombones. We come to the creation, and we have Val Gray Ward, you know, preaching that. Then we come to, of course, Paul Laurence Dunbar, and we have Oni Lasana is going to rap We Wear the Mask, which is just a mind blower. She just does a great, great job with that. We're going to have Du Bois. So we're beginning to move it on up. We're going to have Langston Hughes. You know, they're stair steps. And so we just continue to bring it out. Now, when we get to the modern world, I always knew, of course, there would be Tupac, or I always knew that there would be Eleanor Greenfield, or, of course, you had to have Harlan Hopscotch. You know, how could you not have Maya? But when we get beyond, for me, beyond Tupac is about the limits. And so I had a really good crew, to use the hip-hop term. I had a really good crew to help me weed out some things because we wanted to cast as wide a net as possible.
You know, one of the examples that you have in here that is not associated with hip-hop of the modern era, but it certainly is hip-hop from an earlier generation, is the song, the collaboration between Bobby Timmons and Oscar Brown Jr., Dat Dare. And you talk about why you included that in here. Talk about that one a little bit.
Well, of course, first of all, Oscar was so important. You know, if this book had been aimed a little higher, a little older, I don't mean higher, but a little older, we would have included Bid 'Em In. Bid 'Em In, Bid 'Em In, Bid 'Em In. You know, Oscar, it was the master of the oral tradition. And, of course, everybody loves Dat Dare because that's what fathers and sons do. Hey, Daddy, what Dat Dare? And I've always loved the Bobby Timmons song. So there was no way that we were going to go without Oscar. The question was, what, which one?
Hey, Daddy, what Dat Dare? And why Dat Under Dare? And oh, Daddy, oh, hey, Daddy, hey, look it over there.
Now, you also have a song in here. It's called, a poem called From Ladies First by Queen Latifah. And a number of these, we should tell people that the artists themselves actually read their poetry or they perform the lyrics. And in this case, Queen Latifah does this particular song. What was it about this song that made this? Is it right to call it a song or right to call it a poet? Poetry.
Oh, it's a song. I mean, this is their music. But, of course, you know, Queen Latifah is a great girl. And, I mean, if I had a daughter or niece, you know, I'd certainly wanted to be Queen Latifah. But Queen Latifah broke into rap, you have to recall, at the point that it was at a time that it was really very male-oriented. And that's one reason that it was almost no doubt which one we wanted to use from her. That's going to be Ladies First.
You said that the ladies couldn't make it. You must be blind. If you don't believe what here, listen to this rhyme. Ladies First, there's no time to rehearse. I'm divine and my mind expands throughout the universe.
You call it the hip-hop speaks to children, but you also have blues in here. There's one long track blues by Sterling Brown, which is performed by Josephine Cameron, and it's has a very nice sound to it, and it's interesting to be included in something that's titled hip hop.
Well, what would we do without the blues?
You
know,
true.
It's the same thing that we have the creation by James Weldon Johnson, which is a sermon. What would we do without the holiness cadence? Without bringing the way that the African Americans during slavery conveyed information, you have a people who were subject to an enforced illiteracy.
Have you done anything else like this?
No, I haven't. But the older you get, the more you realize that, and I'm just an old school teacher in my heart, or actually an old storyteller, and you think people don't really know the stories. They don't know where it comes from. People are busy. And so if I can find a way to make a book that is going to appeal to kids to want to read it, then they'll ask questions about it.
Let me ask a big favor of you, Nikki Giovanni. Would you share with us just a little of the reading of Ego Tripping? I'm looking at the words of it now. I don't know if you have it in front of you.
What
if you've
page
committed
are you? I was going to say, what page
it's
are you
on? It's on page
42. Okay, thank you. I was born in the Congo. I walked to the Fertile Crescent and built the Sphinx. I designed a pyramid so tough that a star that only glows every 100 years falls into the center, giving divine, perfect light. I am bad. I sat on the throne drinking nectar with Allah. I got hot and sent an ice age to Europe to cool my thirst. My oldest daughter is Nefertiti. The tears from my birth pains created the Nile. I am a beautiful woman. I gazed on the forest and burned out the Sahara Desert. With a packet of goat's meat and a change of clothes, I crossed it in 2 hours. I am a gazelle. So swift, you can't catch me.
That was poet Nikki Giovanni speaking to Tony Cox in our NPR West studios. Giovanni's new book is called Hip Hop Speaks to Children.